Sheni, Zechar Yemois Olam, remember the days of old. Remember what happened in the past to the ones who angered Hashem. Binu Shnois Dar Vadar, understand the years of generation after generation. According to Rashi's first pshat, this is an explanation of Zechar Yemois Olam. Understand the years of generation after generation. Understand what happened in the past to the Dar Enosh, where Hashem flooded one third of the world because of their averos, and understand what happened to the Dar Hamabel, that Hashem washed them away. According to Rashi's second pshat, Zechar Yemois Olam is like the first pshat, referring to remembering the past. However, Binu Shnois Dar Vadar is saying that even if you do not pay attention to the past, understand the years of generation after generation to understand the future, that Hashem has the power to do good to you and to bring Mashiach. She'al avicha v'yageitcha, ask your fathers, referring to the Nevi'im, and they will relate to you the future. Zekeinecha, your elders, referring to the Chachamim, v'yomrulach, and they will tell you the past. And we see that Hashem has the power to punish. V'hanchel elyon goyim, when Elyon, the Supreme One Hashem, caused the nations to inherit their just desert, their punishments, when the Dar Enosh were flooded and the Dar Hamabel were washed away. So we see that Hashem can punish. And we also see that Hashem can do good to you. The Hafridoi B'nei Odom, when he separated the B'nei Odom by the Dor HaFloga, when they built a tower to fight against Hashem, Hashem separated them into 70 different nations. He really should have destroyed them, but he only separated them. Yatzev Gevulois Amim. Then he set up boundaries of nations. He made them into many different nations instead of destroying them. Why didn't he destroy them? L'misbar B'nei Yisrael, because of the number of the B'nei Yisrael. Since included in these nations is shame, and Klal Yisrael was destined to come out from shame, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy the 70 nations, but rather scattered them, L'mispar B'nei Yisrael, in order to bring forth the number of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi tells us another pshat, Yatzev Gvulais Amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up boundaries of nations, numbering 70 nations, L'mispar B'nei Yisrael, which is the same number as 70, the 70 that went down to Mitzrayim. And this is to show the chashivos, the importance of Klal Yisrael, that the 70 people in Klal Yisrael are equivalent to the 70 nations. Why didn't Hashem destroy these 70 nations? Ki, because chelek Hashem, the portion of Hashem, was hidden in these 70 nations. Who is the portion of Hashem? Amoy, his nation, Klal Yisrael. Yaakov, chevel nachalosoy, Yaakov, the rope of his inheritance. And the reason why Yaakov is called chevel, because Yaakov is compared to a chevel, a rope that is made up of three strands. So too Yaakov Avinu had three schusim, the schus of Avram, his grandfather, the schus of Yitzchak, his father, and his own schus. And because of that, Klal Yisrael, Yaakov's children, merited to be Hashem's nation, and not Yishmael, the son of Avram, and not Esav, the son of Yitzchak. Zokt Rashi, Pasuk Zayin, Zechor Yemois Olam, remember the days of old, Ma osa barishonim, what Hashem did to the earlier ones, shehiches lefanov, that caused anger before him. Binu shnois dar vadar, understand the years of generation after generation. And this is explaining the words of Zechar Yemais Olam. Remember dar enosh, remember the generation of enosh, sheheitzef aleim meyuk yanus, where Hashem caused the waters of the ocean to flood over them. And he flooded one third of the world, like Rashi says in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. V'dar ha-mabul she-shotfam, and remember the generation of the Mabul, where Hashem washed them away. According to this first pshat, Binu Shnois Dar Vadar is also referring to the past. Davar Acher, Rashi says another pshat, Lo Mesatem Libchem Al She'ovar, even if you did not pay attention to the past, Binu Shnois Dar Vadar, understand the years of generation after generation, Lehakir Lehaba, to recognize in the future, She'yesh Biyadi Lehetiv Lochem, that Hashem has the power to do good to you, and to cause you to inherit the days of Mashiach and Olam Haba. She'al avicha, asked your father, Elu ha-Nevi'im, this is referring to the Nevi'im, she'nekroim avos, who are called fathers. K'mo she'nema, like the Pasuk says, be'Eliyahu, Elisha said about Eliyahu, Avi, Avi, my father, Rechev Yisrael, the chariot of Klal Yisrael. So we see that a Navi is called Avi, my father. So too over here, She'al avicha, ask your father the Nevi'im, and they will tell you the future. Zekeinecha, your elders, Elu ha-Chachamim, these are the wise people, V'yomrulach harishonos, and they will tell you the past. Zekrashi, Bahanchil Elyon Goyim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Elyon, the Supreme One, caused the nations to inherit, Kishenichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'mach Isav Es Chelek Nachaloson, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allotted to the ones who angered him the Chelek, the portion of their Nachala, their just desert, what did he do to them? Hetzifam, the Dar Enoish, he flooded. The Shatfam and the Dar HaMabul, he washed away. So we see that Hashem has the power to punish. And so too does Hashem have the power to do good. Like we see that he saved the 70 nations because of Klal Yisrael. Bafrida b'nei Adam, when he separated the b'nei Adam, kishehefis dar haflaga, when he dispersed the dar haflaga, haya b'yadei lahavira min ha'olam, he had the power to destroy them from the world. V'lay also came, however he did not do that. Eliyatzev gevulais amim, he established boundaries of nations, kaimam v'lay ovdam, he kept them and he did not destroy them. Why? L'misvar b'nei Yisrael, because of the number of Klal Yisrael. B'shvil misbar b'nei Yisrael sha'asidim lotzeis mibnei shem, because of the number of Klal Yisrael who were destined to come forth from the children of Shem. And we must understand how this Rashi fits with the Rashi in Parshas Noach, Perik Yud Aleph Pasuk Tes, where there he says a different reason why the Dar HaFlaga were not killed. And that is because they had Achdus, as the Pasuk says, Safa Echos Udvarim Achodim. They spoke one language and spoke with a common cause. Secondly, we must understand why he had to save all 70 nations from being killed just because he had to bring Klal Yisrael out of shame. Rashi in Parshas Vayera, Perik Yutes Pasuk Chof, says that Avram was 48 years old at the time of the Dar HaFlaga. If that's the case, why couldn't he destroy all 70 nations and just leave Avraham alive, who was already 48 years old, and from him bring out Klal Yisrael? And Rashi continues, and the Maskil of David says that over here there should be a Davar Acher, because this is another pshat now. Ulemispar Shivim Nefesh Shel B'nei Yisrael Sheyardu L'Mitzrayim, corresponding to the 70 people that went down to Mitzrayim, Heitziv Gvulois Amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the boundaries of nations, Shivim Loshoin, 70 languages, 70 nations. Hashem made them into 70 nations to correspond to the 70 people that went down to Mitzrayim, to show that each one of those 70 is equivalent to a whole nation. And that is the pshat, Yatzev Gevulois Amim, Hashem set up boundaries of 70 nations, L'misbar B'nei Yisrael, which is the same number as the B'nei Yisrael that went down to Mitzrayim, 70 corresponding to 70. Zakrashi ki chelek Hashem amoy, lama kol zois, why did Hashem do all this and not destroy the 70 nations? L'fi shehoya chelkoi kovash b'neihem, because his share is hidden among these nations, v'osid lotzeis, and it is destined to come forth. Umihu chelkoi, who is the chelik of Hashem? Amoy, his nation. Umihu amoy, who is his nation? Yaakov chevel nachalosoi, Yaakov the rope of his inheritance. V'hu ashlishi ba'ovois, and Yaakov is the third of the ovois, hamashulosh b'sholoi schuyois, who has a triple schus. Zechus avi aviv, the zechus of his grandfather Avram, uzechus aviv, and the schus of his father Yitzchak, uzechusai, and his own schus. Hare gimel, that is three schusim. Kechevel hazeh shehu osu b'gimel gedilim, just like this rope that is made out of three strands. V'hu uvan of hoyeloi l'nachalo, and Yaakov and his children became the inheritance of Hashem, v'lo Yishmol ben Avram, not Yishmol, the son of Avram, who only has one schus, v'lo Esav b'noi shel Yitzchak, and not Esav, the son of Yitzchak, who has two schusim, the schus of Avram and the schus of Yitzchak, but rather Yaakov, who has his own schus, the schus of his father and the schus of his grandfather. And the reason why Hashem chose them to be his nation is because Yimsa'eyu be'eretz midbar, Hashem found them to be trustworthy in the midbar, where over there they were mekabel the Torah, they accepted upon themselves Hashem's kingship and also his yoke. Uvesayu yilel yishimoin, and they went out into a desolate midbar without knowing where they were going. Uvesayu, they went out into the emptiness. Yishimoin, from the lashon of shemama, desolate. And the only thing that was there is yilel, the howling of the wild animals and wild birds. But they had emunah in Hashem, and therefore they went out into the desert without any questions asked. And therefore there was zeiche yisayvevenu, that Hashem surrounded them with the clouds, danani hakovoi. And also there was zeiche yisayvevenu, that Hashem positioned them in a circle with the golem in all four directions, to the north and south, and to the east and west. And thirdly, yisayvevenu, Hashem surrounded them, meaning that he held the mountain over them in order to force them to accept the Torah. And the Mefarshim ask, why was this considered a chesed of Hashem to force them to do the Torah? Sifsei Chachamim answers, we know when a person is ma'anes an isha, he forces a woman to have relations with him, The halacha is that he must marry her and he may never divorce her for the rest of his life. So too over here, since Hashem forced Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah, Klal Yisrael were like Anusim, and therefore Hashem may never chase them away and may never detach himself from them. And that was a tremendous milah for Klal Yisrael, knowing that they will always be attached to Hashem. Yivayinenehu, Hashem gave them the Torah to understand, Yitzarenu ki'isha en enoi, and Hashem protected them like the pupil of his eye. Just like the pupil of an eye is protected by the eyelid and the eyelash, so too did Hashem protect Klal Yisrael from the Nechashim and Akravim, the snakes and the scorpions of the Midbar, and the nations in the Midbar that wanted to attack Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi Posuk Yud, Yimtzo'ehu be'eretz Midbar, Oysam Motzaloi Ne'monim, he found Klal Yisrael to be trustworthy be'eretz Midbar in the Midbar, She'kiblu aleihem Torasai, where over there they were makabel upon themselves his Torah, Umachusai and his kingship, Ve'ulai and his yoke, Mashalai Osi Yishmol ve'esav, what Yishmol and Esav did not do, because they were offered the Torah and they declined it. Shenema, like the Posuk says, Vizorach Miseir Lomoi, Hashem appeared to Klal Yisrael after coming from Seir, where over there he offered the Torah to Esav, who declined it. Haifia me Harporon, he appeared to Klal Yisrael from Harporon after offering the Torah to the Bnei Yishmol, who also declined it. Zakrashi Uvisoihu Yaleel Yishimon, Eretz Siya Ushimamo, they went out into the Midbar, which is an empty and desolate place. The word Tayhu means empty, and Yishimon means Shimamo, desolate. Mokom Yelolas Tanim Ubnoisiano, a place of the howling of these wild creatures, these wild animals and birds, Tanim and Benoisiano. Afsham Nimshu Acharhamuno, there too they were drawn after their faith. Vilay Amru Lemoshe, and they did not say to Moshe, Hech Netze Lemidbarois, how can we go into the Midbar, Mokom Tsiya Ushimamoin, a place of emptiness? Keinyan Shenema, like the Pasuk says, I remember your Chesed, Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar, how you went after me into the Midbar, even though you knew that there was nothing over there to keep you alive. And because of your emuna, Yisevevenu, Hashem surrounded you, which means, Shom Sivavam V'Yikifam Ba'anonim, over there in the Midbar he surrounded you with the Anani HaKavod, V'Sivavam B'Degolim La'Abaruchais, and he positioned you around, in four directions, with the Degolim, with flags representing your Shvatim. V'Sivavam B'Sachtes Ahar, and he surrounded you on the bottom of the mountain, She'Kofer Aleim Kegiges, he held the mountain over them like a tub. And as we explained, this was also a chesed of Hashem. By forcing them to accept the Torah, Hashem was not able to detach himself anymore from Klal Yisrael. Yivon and Nehu, he made them understand. Shom over there, B'Torah Uvina, the Torah and understanding. Yitzarenu, he protected them. Minochosh Sarof Akrov, from snakes and scorpions. Umin Ha'umais, and also from the nations in the Midbar. Ki'isha and Enoi, he protected them like the pupil of the eye. Hu ha'shachor sheba'ayin, this is the black part, the pupil of the eye. Shehamor yotze himenu, that the vision comes out of it. The Ogilus Targum, and Targum explains the word Yimsa'ehu be'eretz Midbar. Yimsa'ehu means yaspikehu, he supported them. Yaspikehu kot sarche ba'midbar, he supported Klal Yisrael with all their needs in the Midbar. Rashi learned Yimsa'ehu means he found them. He found them to be trustworthy in the Midbar. Targum explains Yimsa'ehu to mean that he supported them in the Midbar. Where do we find the Lashon Motza to mean support? K'may u'motza lahem, just like it says in Parshas Bahaloscha, where Moshe said, even if I give them all the fish in the sea, u'motza lahem, will that be enough to support them? And also in Yahushua, lo yimotze lanu ahar, the mountain will not support us. And Targum continues, Yisayvevenu, Hashem surrounded them, Ashrinun sechar sechar l'shchinte, he caused them to rest around his Shechina. Oyel Moed Ba'emsa, with the Oyel Moed in middle, and Ba'arba Degolim Ladalad Ruchais, and the four Degolim on the four sides. Klal Yisrael camped around the Mishkan. And this pshat seems very similar to what Rashi said. However, there seems to be a difference, because according to Targum, the point in Yisevevenu is that Klal Yisrael surrounded the Mishkan. And according to Rashi, the Mishkan is not mentioned. Yisevevenu just means that they were positioned in a circle, with the Golem in all four directions, to the north and south, and to the east and the west. And Moshe now describes Hashem's Rachmanis for Klal Yisrael, comparing Hashem to an eagle. Kinesher, just like an eagle, Yair Kinoi, who wakes up his young ones in his nest. He does not wake them suddenly, but rather, he makes slight noises as he moves from tree to tree and from branch to branch, waking them up gently. Al-Gozol of Yerachef, the eagle hovers over his young, and does not put his full weight on them. He just hovers over them. So too Hashem did not overpower Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai by appearing to them from one side. That would have been too much for Klal Yisrael. But rather, he dispersed his power and came to them from four different directions. He was like the eagle, being gentle with them and not putting all his weight on them. Yifrais kenafav yikocheu, the eagle spreads its wings and carries its young, Yisaeu alev rosai, carrying them on his wings. Other birds are afraid of the eagle that flies above, and therefore carry their young by holding them with their feet, protecting them from the eagle. However, the eagle is not afraid of any bird flying above it. He is only afraid of a man shooting an arrow from below. Therefore, he holds his young on his wings, and if an arrow is shot, it will hit the mother eagle and not the child. So too, when Klal Yisrael were trapped by the Yamsuf, with the Mitzrayim on one side and the sea on the other, Hashem, so to speak, carried Klal Yisrael on his wings, protecting them from any arrows shot at them from the Mitzrayim, because the Amud Anan would block any arrows and stones. Zokrashi, Kinesher, Yo'ir Kinoi, like an eagle that wakes up its nest. Nohagom Barachamim Uvechemlo, Hashem led Klal Yisrael with mercy, Kinesher Hazer, like this eagle. Rachmani, who is merciful, Albonov on its children. Ve'eno Nichnas Lekanoi Pisoim, he does not enter his nest suddenly. Achu Mekashkesh Umetarif Albonov Bechnafov. First, he makes noises with his wings over his children. Ben Elon Le Elon, between the trees, Ben Sheikha Le Chaverta, and between the branches. In order that his children will wake up, and they will have strength to accept the mother eagle. Yair Kinoi means Yair Bonov, he wakes up his children with Rachmanis. Al Goizolov Yirachef, over his young ones he hovers, he does not put his full weight over them, but rather he hovers. He touches them and does not touch them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to Hashem, the Pasuk says in Iyub, Shakai lo mitzonu sagi koyach. They did not find Hashem abundant in strength. Which means, Kishibo litein Torah, when Hashem came to them to give them the Torah, lo nigla aleihem meruach achas, he did not appear to them from one side. That would have been too much power and too much strength. Elo mi'arba ruchais, he appeared to them from four different directions. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Hashem mi Sinai bo, Hashem came to them from Sinai, V'zorach miseir lomoi, and he shone to them from Seir, that is the second side. Haifia meharporon, he appeared to them from Harporon, that is the third side. And the Pasuk says in Chavakuk, Eloika mi Temon yovoi, Hashem came from Temon, zu ruach revius, that is the fourth side. Yifrois kenofav yikocheu, the eagle spreads its wings and takes its young. Kishabo litlon mi mokim lemokoim, when the eagle is coming to take its children from one place to another, Einoi noitlam baraglov, he does not take them by his feet, kishar oifois, just like other birds who carry their young ones with their feet. L'fisheshar oifois yireyem min anesher, shehu magbia lo'of u'pareach aleihem, because other birds are afraid of the eagle that flies above them. L'fikach, therefore, noitlam baraglov, they carry their young ones in their feet. Mipnei hanesher, because they are afraid of the eagle. Aval hanesher einu yorei elu min achetz. The eagle, which flies very high, is only afraid of the arrow from below. Lefichach, therefore, noisan al kanofov, they carry their young on their wings. Omer, the eagle says, mutav, it is better, sheikones hachet bi, that the arrow should enter into me, v'leikones bivbonai, and it should not enter into my children. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to Hashem, is like the eagle. V'esa eschem al kanfe nisharim, I carried you on the wings of an eagle. Kishenosu mitzrayim achareihem, when the Mitzrayim ran after Klal Yisrael, v'hisigum, and the Mitzrayim reached them, choinim alayom, camping by the sea. Hayuzerkim b'hem chitzim v'avne blisterios, the Mitzrayim which shoot against Klal Yisrael, arrows and catapult stones. Miad, right away, v'yisa malach walekim, the malach of Hashem traveled from in front of Klal Yisrael, v'yavai b'machane Mitzrayim, and came behind Klal Yisrael, and separated between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim. So just like the eagle is willing to take the arrow to protect his children, so too Hashem caught the arrows of the Mitzrayim in order to protect Klal Yisrael. And Moshe continued by saying, Hashem bodod yanchenu, Hashem led Klal Yisrael alone in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael were alone and confident, and did not need the help of other nations. Vein imoy el nechor, and no foreign gods were able to fight with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. According to this pshat, the pasuk is referring to the past. However, our Chachamim say that the Pasuk is referring to the future. Hashem bodod yanchenu. In the future, Hashem will cause you to rest alone. You will enjoy reward that no other nation will enjoy. And no nation in the future will rule over you. Zakrashi Pasigud Beis, Hashem Bodod Ubetach Nohagon Bamidbar. Hashem led Klal Yisrael in the Midbar alone and with confidence. Klal Yisrael did not need anybody in the Midbar, they were confident and they did not need the help of other nations. There was no power in any of the gods of the nations Laharis Koichai to show their power, Ulilochim Imohem to fight with Klal Yisrael. Ramisenu Darshu and our Chachamim Darshin Allah Osid that the Pasuk is talking about the future. The Chain Targum Unkelis, and so does Unkelis explain. And according to this Pshat, the Pasuk is saying, Hashem Bodod Yanchenu, in the future Hashem will cause you to rest alone. You will enjoy the reward that no other nation will enjoy, Vein Imoy El Nechar, and no other nation will rule over you. And Rashi continues by saying, Va'ani Omer, and I say, Divrei Teichochohem, all these psukim are words of rebuke. Leheida Shamayim Va'oretz, to call witness the Shemayim and Oretz, Utehea Shira Lohem La'ed, and this Shira should be for them as a witness. Shesaifan Livgoid, because their end will be that they will rebel. Lo Yizachru Harishonos She'asu Lohem, and they will not remember what was done to them in the past. V'lo Hanoi Lodois She'asad La'asos Lohem, and not the future that will happen to them. Lefichach, therefore, Tzorech Liyashav Adover Lekanu Lekan. We have to explain all these psukim to be referring to the past and the future, because Klal Yisrael did not remember the past and is not looking to the future. V'chol ha'inyan Moisev al Zechor Yemais Olam, and this whole topic is going back on the pasuk that says, Zechor Yemais Olam, remember the days of old, Binu Shnois Dar V'dar, understand the years of generation after generation. Kain Oso Lahem, this is what happened to them in the past, V'chein Osed Lasois, and this is what Hashem will do to them in the future. Kol Zeh Hoya Lahem Lizkar, all this you should have remembered before you sinned. So Rashi is telling us that even according to Rabbi Seinu, that the Pasuk is telling us about Klal Yisrael's glorious future, still these are words of rebuke to Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael, through your Nevi'im, you should have seen how glorious your future will be, and that should stop you from sinning now. And since you did not look to the future, and you also did not look to the past, what Hashem has done to you in the past, that is something that will be held against you. And these are words of rebuke to Klal Yisrael.